the Chinese year of the Eastern Bluff. Welcome to Talking Istanbulics with me, Jorma Kirkel. And him.
Hey, you're going to be at this crack again tonight, you bollocks, you. 1, 2, 1, 2, testicles. 1, 2, check, testicles. 1, 2. Let's do it again.
Welcome to Talking Istanbulics with me, Jorma Kirkel, and him.
Actually, this is my second sitting in James Joyce, because Jimmy, I was actually here last night in the terrace, partaking in a few sneaky scoops.
Yeah, I heard the rumours, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Glorious.
Out in the bar, owner was telling me that he was still cleaning up the mess this morning.
He was, me bollocks.
I don't know what you did in that broom cupboard.
I tell you, there's one thing about me, Jimmy. Doesn't matter how many I have, I'm a responsible drinker, pal.
Yeah, and you'll always make sure that your shoes are clean as well, Ray. That's something I like about you.
Good skills. Little lad. Anyway, Shakers, we'll be listening to that bollocks. We are back down in the James Joyce, again for me the second time, our main sponsors.
And today's show is brought to you by Spick and Span magazine, the only art pamphlet with the sole focus of showing vintage women's knickers, bras and tights for the less adventurous pervert. This week's show is fuller than Ray's 80s erotica cupboard and...
Ray's 80s erotica cupboard. Would you ever like me? You're fucking hilarious. I'm laughing, Jimmy, on the inside. I'd safely say you had some dirtbag cupboard, your good self, pal.
Well, I thought you were looking after you. I was very interested. Very interested indeed. A good read there.
Good lad.
Anyway,
Bonzi's back with his April horoscopes, albeit in the last week of the month, but he's got some treats in store for us, as ever. And we got Morgan Freedman reading a poem about daytime television and willies.
Willies, indeed. Very much a theme today. Okay, let's listen to Morgan.
Hi, Shakers. I got an email from Jeff Wode in Camden Town. Now Jeff's a retired athlete, and he told me that since he's been retired, his wife says he's been much better in their sex life and also in their general life. And he's even watching daytime TV with her and not complaining. Jeff asked me what I thought about daytime TV, and just as it happened, that very day, I'd watched an episode of This Morning myself, and it touched on elements of Jeff's new life. Remember, if you want me to write you a poem, you can email Jorma and Ray at talkingistanbulics@gmail.com. So, especially for Jeff, here is Size Isn't Everything by Morgan Freeman. This morning's set has seen some sights since Richard and Judy began to delight. Last week, Matt Barr was the surprise guest. Biggest appendage, but not the best. Host Kat Deely was really nonplussed. Size isn't everything. She wasn't fussed. Matt Barr's John Thomas is a beast for sure. He's well endowed. It hangs to the floor. Choosing the right clothing can be a pest when it's over 12 inches, when it's erect. Kat and Ben fixed him with a curious gaze, discussing his manhood on TV during the day. He's written a book called A Long Tale. They may even serialize it in the Daily Mail. 12 inches long and 3 inches wide. A boner on the bus would be hard to hide. He's made his name just because of his tool. Do I resent him or think he's cool? Co-host Ben Shepherd appeared to be scared, pointing out knobs this size are quite rare. Matt whipped out a ruler of 12 inches. It's bigger than this. The cameraman flinches. The interview only has one dimension. There's only one answer I'd like him to mention. Ask him if this is his only talent on earth, having a dick that's as big as a Smurf. What of kindness, talent, or even wit? Frankly, I think this man's a bit of a tit. Watching him now, I'm really bored. I beat him hands down with my Academy Awards.
I thought it was actually the other way around. Size doesn't matter. But good old daytime TV, Jimmy.
That's what we were calling it. Size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter. Daytime TV, Jimmy. Very geared, like I said, toward the housewife. Touching on actually almost every goddamn subject topic you can think of. Richard and Judy. Would be the pivotal. Would be the pivotal one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. But, I mean, you know, that guy, Jeff Wood, you know, is now better in their general life and in their sex life and all that. He's enjoying the daytime TV as well now, isn't he?
I hate that show.
It's easy to watch when you've got, you know, you're feeling a bit sick and you're off and you don't want to sleep and you just want something easy on, but it really, really, really... I don't know how anybody can watch that kind of crap, Dane.
Utter scutter from the gutter, Jimmy. Back to that old... I loved the old John Thomas, well endowed, hangs to the floor, pal.
Matt Barr.
Yes.
That was on this morning, last week, actually.
I can believe it is. Were you watching it, Jimmy?
No, I wasn't watching it, no. But Morgan told me about it. Apparently read about it in the Daily Star.
Got the old last word in, though, there near the end, though. I beat him hands down with the old Academy Awards.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, gentlemen listening out there, really, you need to be aware of the fact it really doesn't matter what the size of your appendage is. There is the old line, it's not what you've got, it's where you stick it, etc., etc. But ultimately...
Did you stick it, Jimmy? Did you stick it in the YouTube?
No, not yet. Not yet. I've not stuck it in there. The YouTube. You kind of stole my thunder.
I'll stick it there, right? Stick it in there, Jimmy, yeah?
Well, might do. See how that goes.
Because, you know, we're all going to be up for the old hits, likes, comments and shares on that.
Yeah. Actually, the poem we did last week... God, I was going to say something funny, Ray, and I forgot what it was when you cut me off then. Never mind. Never mind. Let's carry on talking about YouTube. Morgan's poem from last week, God, I can't remember which one was it. Or was it the week before? The one about going fishing. We've got just shy of 500 views on YouTube at the minute. I checked it 5 minutes before we went on. I think we were on 489 or something like that. So it would be great if you're listening to this show right now, if you can go on to the... Talking Istanbul, it's YouTube page. Have a look at the videos. Caden Stokes is a very popular one at the minute.
How long are we up on the YouTube platform now? A month?
I opened it probably in about December, but I didn't really take it very seriously till then. So, have a look at those videos if you've not done yet. Got a couple of them that have got a few hundred, but then... Not necessarily the best. Some of the ones that have only got 20 on are worth looking at. Have a look at the Russell Crowe gladiatorial love video. I think that's actually the one I like best. So as Ray said before, these sketches are going to be coming up. We're probably going to be doing a live show on there at some point as well. But at the minute, we're just testing out the water. Please subscribe. The number of subscribers is going up a little bit. Please subscribe. Add comments to the videos. It's no use just watching. Don't be a silent stalker. So if you watch something, if you listen to something, if you read our Facebook posts, click like on it. Make a comment. It helps.
Get your finger out, Shakers, and give it some for the lads. God bless you all.
Get your finger out. Yes, exactly. That's what you need to do. Yeah. Anyway, you know, have a look at some of these videos. They're always good for a 3-minute giggle, as the actress said to the bishop.
Yes, good.
Celebrity
or false, Jimmy?
Okay.
True or false? Willie Nelson is a black belt in martial arts.
Which martial art?
Karate, kung fu.
What?
Karate, kung fu, martial arts.
Karate, kung fu.
kicking and stuff.
All right. Okay.
Self defense. A Korean type, actually.
Is it taekwondo?
I don't know. Shit, the pecker mightn't even have done it. And I'm watching you. Don't even think about touching that computer, good lad. I go, boy.
I'm waving all 10 of my
on the table. Here, lift up your glass, good laddie. Cheers.
Cheers. Chin.
Yeah, cheers, chin.
Says he with his cup of tea. Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
William Nelson.
Yeah.
Not William Neeson.
No, Willie Nelson.
Because Liam's real name is William, actually. Willie Nelson is a black belt in some martial art that you don't know. After I think about the answer, let me tell you a little story about that. My friend Gareth, who you've heard me mention a few times, Ray, he was out hiking somewhere in the sticks in America. I might have even told this show on the show before, but he was out hiking in the sticks somewhere, and they were camping under the stars, and you know the mushrooms were magic, and you know they were painting the sky with diamonds and all kinds of things. But then, you know, Gareth's not somebody you would normally expect to do something like that, but he just thought that this was really cool. And then this guy gets out a guitar, and he's a quiet guy, and he's sitting there strumming the guitar, singing a couple of songs, and then and Gareth's really, really getting into it. And he says to him afterwards, he said, you know, you're really good. You're really good. You're good enough to be a professional. And the guy just looks at him and smiles. And that was the end of that. They ended up having a few more drinks and smoking a few more joints or whatever they were doing. And then the next morning when they were all packing up the tent, no sign of this guy. And Gareth said, who was that fella last night? He was really good on the guitar. And it was Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh. And I think I recall you telling me that a long while back.
Yeah, I have told you that before, but I can't remember if I told it you in real life or in podcast land. He's got a black belt in martial arts. Well, considering you're not able to tell me which martial art it is, I'm going to say it's false.
It's true.
It's true. So he's got a black belt in an unnamed martial art.
He received his fifth degree black belt that he's practiced for 25 years.
Okay.
Some Korean martial arts thingy.
But we don't know what it's called.
No, but if you want to use your fingers now, you can use them.
Yeah, I can't be bothered, really. My fingers have had a long day today.
Anyway, he went on to say it's very good for him, physically.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And he says it's also very good for your lungs as he takes a huge drag out of a nicely rolled spliff. Willie will be 91, Jimmy, next week.
True.
An April baby, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in April, baby. So Hansi's horoscope.
We got something coming up from Hansi later on in April, haven't we?
Yeah.
My son also, April, baby, 19th of April.
And my wife as well.
There we go.
And my father.
Wow, super brilliant. Willie, Jimmy, had eight children from four marriages, yeah? Willie doesn't eat a lot, but he partakes in eggs, waffles, toast, and drinks a lot of protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Crazy, made famous by Patsy Cline, and Funny How Time Slips Away, which was covered beautifully by the king of rock and roll. Rest his soul.
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't know that.
That was a good year for the Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jimmy, Willie ranted once upon a time about a cross joint. CROSSGOINT, a cross joint. He quoted that it was the apex of the vortex of the joint future.
Right, I have no idea what any of that means, Ray, so could you explain it to me, please?
Yeah, what you do is you light all the three sides at the same time.
Are we talking about a joint as in a smoking joint or a joint of lamb?
A cross joint that you smoke, your bollocks.
I thought you meant a leg of lamb that you kind of crossed it, you know, to let the...
No, it's not. And he went on to explain. He said it was the apex of the vortex of the fucking joint future. You light all the three sides, he said.
Right.
He says, right? The smoke converges, Jimmy, creating a trifecta of joint smoking power.
Wow.
It's simply what your grandchildren will be smoking in the future, he said. Purely sexual, Jimmy, for a better word. Where he went on to ridicule roofies and baileys.
Did he?
As a Nancy boy, vanity alternative, Jimmy. More suited for puffs. He said, more suited for puffs. So put that in your pipe.
Are we meaning puffs of smoking cigarettes, or are we using homophobic slurs again? So I'm trying to work out about this. So he reckons that this kind of strangely triangular three-headed joint.
A trifecta.
What do you call it?
A trifecta of joint smoking.
A trifecta.
Power. Yeah.
All right.
It creates a trifecta. Yeah, that three-sided. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say, Jimmy.
Right, I didn't really know what a trifecta was anyway, but I knew it was something to do with three. I wondered if it was one of those bikes with three wheels. But, right, I'm just trying to work this out. So he reckons that it gives you, because, so Willie gets the horn, does he, when he smokes these, and he reckons it's better than roofies and Baileys.
Well, he reckons that roofies and Baileys is, what did I say it was again? He said a vanity, Nancy boy vanity alternative.
Really?
For puffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think about
shame on him for saying that.
Well, yes, absolutely. That's the last time I buy one of his records. So I'm trying to work this thing out. I could Google it, but I really, really couldn't be arsed. So you've got... in effect, a three-headed kind of triangular type of joint. Where do you inhale from?
Well, how the fuck would I know? I've never tried one in my life. Use your imagination.
All right.
Let's ring up Willie.
Okay, so which website did you copy and paste this off then, Ray? Might be a better question.
It was just off the cuff. I'm glorified in bullshit, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Jimmy, he got his nickname Shotgun Willie from a 1973 album titled Shotgun Willie and has continued to don the name to this day. Willie got word that his daughter, Lana...
I'm still laughing at the keep saying the word Willie, to be quite honest.
Anyway, he found out that his daughter, Lana, was in an abusive relationship with her husband at the time, Steve. Willie immediately, Jimmy, got in his truck, drove to their house, and made his way through the front door, and he made it clear never to touch his daughter again, and he actually slapped Steve around. Plus, he had his M1 rifle and shotgun in his truck, and later went outside and shot his car and the tire. And the nickname and the legend of Shotgun Willie was born.
Is that right? He sounds quite an aggressive type, doesn't he? He sounds very different from the person my friend met on the Magic Mushroom trip.
Will we call him William?
I think we should do with behaviour like that, really, shouldn't we? Mind you, you know, Willie, obviously, anyway. Willie thinks he's hard. So.
Yeah.
a new low, as our friend Jeff McGuire would say.
You're pulling me, Willie. Jimmy, I'm a huge fan, actually, of Willie.
I had heard the rumours, actually. That was what Erson was actually complaining about going on in the broom cupboard last night.
God, I can't believe I just walked
He was cleaning out KY jelly for hours.
I'm a huge fan of William Nelson. Jimmy, actually, after Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and Kenny Rogers, Willie is way up there, pal. I mean, one of my favorite tracks of all time is On the Road Again. He had a great Blue Eyes Crying, On the Road Again. To All the Girls I Loved Before, a duet with Julio Iglesias. Always On My Mind, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Yeah, he had a fantastic career of music. Brilliant. I love William Nelson.
Exactly. Yeah,
yourself?
I won't be catching you soon saying I love Willie, will I? within reason. I mean, I would say if those kind of country kind of singers, Johnny Cash would be the one that I would know best and would be the most likely to sing karaoke to, I have to say.
Great mates also. Yeah. Willie and Lord have mercy on Johnny Cash. He's a great guy. I mean, 91, 92.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to live forever. I reckon he'll do a Kirk Douglas on it.
Yeah, he might do. Hopefully. Who's he?
Kirk Douglas. Yeah. Michael Douglas's father. He's dead.
All right, okay. Mm. Who's Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas. He was a great old DJ, wasn't he?
Was he?
He was. He's an actor.
A thespian.
He also liked Willie.
Yeah. Wow. You can never tell with these actor types, can you?
Yeah, exactly. Hunty, hunty, hush, goofy, hunty, hunty,
jame. Hunty, hunty, horse, goof. Isn't it your heart?
How's it, folks? If your birthday's landing in April, you're in for a yawl. Unless, of course, you end up in some bizarre and totally cack canoeing mishap and end up having to slurp pap through a straw like my mate Sipo. Yeah, he's got stories, that one. Now, if you're wondering about your star sign, born in April, you were almost certainly born in the mix of the Caries and Taurus. It's not so much cock and bull as sheep and bull, as Caries means rams and Taurus are bulls in Greek. As we are restricted by budgetary constraints, we cut the 12 individual horoscopes. We have combined both star signs in all 12 months to cover costs. So for today, birthday babies, let's call you all Taurian Rams, for now. A blend crafted by the great minds of astronomy, because let's face it, trying to blend lions with crabs or Sagittarians with Capricorns just ends up being a massive pain in the ass. So, let's delve into your birthday horoscope, especially if you're a Taurian Ram. The past few months may have thrown you some quiet but internal challenges. That could mean intestinal problems, or it could mean problems in your own home. The home is your sanctuary, but there are many minor challenges, from losing the remote control, getting divorced, or finding a rat in your kitchen, and you may well be asking yourself, what are you going to do? You're going to fix that rat, that's what you're going to do. As the first sign of the zodiac, Caries and Taurus symbolize new beginnings and the raw energy of life itself. Your fearless leadership and boundless courage, and are not frightened to take risks. This could also be in the area of horse racing. Regular listeners will know that I often offer psychic racing tips to birthday boys and girls, but this month, as it's my birthday too, I'm going to share a hot tip for you all. The Grand National in England is the world's biggest horse racing event held in Liverpool. I've looked into my crystal balls and can predict that for anybody out there with a gladiatorial spirit, there's a beautiful bay gelding trained by my good friend W.P. Mullins. If you don't know what the gelding is, it means a horse that's had its knackers cut off, or to use a technical term, a vibrato. The odds are 12 to 1, And if you wish to place the bet through me to avoid the tax man, that can mean you put on £12 and win. Not if he wins, you get your stake back in full and an extra pound. So you walk away with 13 whole pounds. You might not think this would buy you more than a pack of smokes, so I suggest you place a larger bet of maybe £12,000, and that way you'll make a grand in profit. And you can take your missus on a romantic holiday, or maybe tell your wife you're on a business trip and take the mistress instead. You can contact me on Freefund 0800 1111, or email me at talkingistanbullocks@gmail.com if you feel lucky. With Mars, the cosmic warrior, doing his retrograde thing through your turf, and I am Maximus short the wrong pung this month, where, if you find yourself alone, riding in the green fields with the sun in your face, do not be troubled, for you will find your freedom. In the meantime, happy birthday to all you April shakers, whenever your big day may be. And if you're sharing your birthday month with the likes of James Earl Ray, the man who voiced Darth Vader in Star Trek, famous actor Jack Nicholas, who's still shining at 87, and although he's been pushing up daisies for over 200 years now, King Henry IV of England. Cheers to you all, legends.
Corian Rams. No, but I did tell you, Jimmy, my son, April, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad.
Also, yeah.
And Willie Nelson.
And which?
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, how can we forget Willie?
And Matt Barr as well, the one with the big Willie.
Yeah, and actually on the 19th of April, my son's birthday, Jimmy, with a small Willie. he celebrates his birthday with Kate Hudson.
What?
One of my favourites. Also, he was in Home Alone. Tim Curry.
All right, okay.
But there's so many famous birthdays. Even Al Pacino's birthday is April. Yeah, it's
really? Full of
big celebrities, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like the nice reference, Jimmy, in there from the Brummy band, UB40. I'm going to fix that rat. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, the rat's in the kitchen. I'd forgotten about that bit, actually. Yeah, as well. Yeah.
You love a bit.
What about this Grand National tip, Ray? Any thoughts on that one?
Not a great man for the GGs, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Or was, really. Yourself, any tips?
Well, to be honest, I was a bit annoyed with him on that one because it was a very, 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 very good tip, actually. I mean, I'm not quite sure of his 12-to-1 profit sharing scheme, but yeah, I think my only concern when you do April horoscopes at the end of the month rather than at the beginning is making predictions of a horse race that happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I have no idea whether he said that before the race or not, but you can never tell with Hansi, can you?
Exactly.
This is clocking up appearances again after a little stay in Robben Island.
Yeah, welcome back, Hansi. Welcome back, pal.
Yeah. Didn't do too badly. He'd not mentioned anything rude for a while, actually.
Oh, he's not like you, Jimmy, is he?
I've not said anything rude. It's you that's been talking about Willies and KY Jelly and Roofies and Baileys. Whatever else you were getting up to in that little closet.
And moving along nicely, Shakers.
Black Milkshake, best posts of the week.
Host of the week this fine Thursday, Jimmy, comes in from Arth Tickler's fan club, Istanbul.
What are they called?
Arth Tickler's fan club, Istanbul. I'm not saying anything.
No.
I speak to my solicitor. In theory, theoretically speaking, Jimmy, in my life, all I have to offer is a great big smile and a convincing line of bullshit. So, Jimmy, we're going to let this one slide, okay? A husband and a wife are waiting at the bus stop.
Yeah, true.
With their 11 children. A blind man joins them after a few minutes. When the bus arrives, they find it overloaded, and only the wife and 11 kids are able to fit onto the bus.
So the husband and the blind man decides to walk. After a while, the husband gets evidently perturbed, Jimster, by the ticking of the stick of the blind man as he taps it on the footpath. And he says to him, "You know, if you put a piece of rubber on the end of your stick, I wouldn't have to listen to that tapping." The blind man replies, If you would have put a rubber at the end of your stick, we wouldn't be on the feckin' bus now, pal." Ever so subtle.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. More Willy jokes, of course. Well, that's game over for this episode. Next week, Ray and I will be 69ing our 69th episode, and Liam Neeson is back talking about a new rom-com that he's working on, as well as Morgan and other bits of tomfoolery.
And Shakers, please don't forget to pass the show on to a friend, post it on Facebook, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. We'll also be doing a podcast on there in early summer. You better believe it.
Yeah, keep those poetry requests coming in and kiss and tell stories coming in to talkingistanbullocks@gmail.com.
Million thanks for your support, Shakers. And please, if you enjoyed the show, well, as always, you know what to do.
Oh, this is you.
Special thanks, Shakers, to Spick and Span magazine, Hansi Curley, not forgetting Ars Ticklers fan club.
Of course. Mark E. Ray's extensive collection of jazz mags, and of course, Eamon McAndrew.
See you next week, Shakers. Good skills.
Talking Istanbullocks comedy podcast was brought to you by Ray Mack and Yorma Kiriko and was produced by James Kirk. No animals or copyright were violated during the making of this podcast. Talking Istanbullocks 2024.